Hello, you're on the air with Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and tonight we have our guest host, Margo, the Bone Reader. She'll be with us shortly. We had a little static in the air, but tonight we also have Miss Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
And Laura is going to be read by Miss Margo, the Bone Reader, and do a little round robin with me, and call-ins are welcome. The call-in number is area code 877-876-5227. USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. So, without further ado, Miss Laura is here in my home, my new home, for a little while, and she is a friend of my daughter's, right?
Yes, I am. Hello.
And I've never read Laura before, except for a little tidbit. I put her out there in the white room one time. So anytime that Seth or Donald gets Miss Margo on the line, we'll just stop where we are and go with a round robin. Okay, Laura, what I'd like to do is, would you like to choose a color from a notebook and concentrate really hard on a question?
Okay.
And I've got several notebooks in front of me, and as you can see, they're tabbed colored. Any color that you choose. What you do is you choose a color, any color.
Let's say yellow.
Yellow, okay. And then choose a number.
Three.
Three. You've got a blank page. So you're open to any opportunities, any situation. You didn't think of a question. You weren't even focused in on any question because you're open to opportunities of any given thought. You're open to what is ever about in this reading or the situation. You're open to opportunities. You are, you have a big challenge or a big whatever comes along your way. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there, how are you?
Well, thank you, how are you?
Good. I was wondering, Cassie, if you could just kind of give me a little insight for me for the summer. With money and that, if you could help me with that.
With money?
Yeah.
And do you have a B around you, a number, a letter B around you.
Okay.
So that's the second most important, that's the second letter, so that's the second most important thing that's on your mind, actually.
Okay.
Is that
I don't
right?
know what that would mean, but...
Well, I mean, money's the second most important matter that's on your mind, actually, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Money
well, there's
is...
there's someone from my past that I haven't talked to in a long time, and I think that's long over, so I'm just thinking that there's probably someone new around the corner.
Okay. Well, the reason when I saw the bee... It was like A, B, like there's something A more important in front of the money matter.
Okay.
That is evolving around. Money is an issue, but it's not what the really is stemming the matter that is at hand right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. I'm hoping to be able to move, and I wondered if you could tell me about that.
Well, you know, the options right now, let me just say, you're hesitant with yourself and the situation because you have a little bit of doubt most of your times about being told a lot of what to do and where to go and where to be, and, standing firm on your own self and your own feet has been a challenge for you because you have always been not controlled, but more in the concern issues of yourself, of having others give you the ideas of what you should do and what you should be able to do. And now you're standing more firmer with yourself and getting out there more. And I see all green lights around you and green to go, 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 go. And do what you feel, think, and you know, today is the money market in the world of choosing whatever home you want, and because you know the market today is like we could choose whatever home we want, you know, undervalued.
Right.
It's more of a lateral move, though. You know, it's more of a it's more not that you want to move out too far. It's more of a move in, you know, the vicinity, but just out just a little bit further. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And the thing is you can't find something with a little bit of land?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
And it's also, you're going in different directions while I'm concentrating because you've got a lot of questions on your mind.
Okay.
Like, is there something that you specifically want to ask?
Well, I was kind of thinking about money and that, if you thought that was going to get better, and I was hoping for a move.
Okay, money is a broad question. You know, that's like, am I going to get $1 million? Am I going to get a job? Am I going to get money in the mail?
What I'm saying is, do you see an improvement for me where more income's coming in? Can I say it like that?
Well, you know, I don't see anything improving except for I see, you know, the thing that has to improve is that you have to give more initiative on your end, you know, in order for that to improve. The promotional aspects of the, you know, like it's more like a, you know, say going to school and getting a grant.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Do you want to go to school? Okay, Laura. When you were, are you wanting to broaden your horizons and let's get back to you. Thank you, caller, and I appreciate that. Are you wanting to, I know that you said you went for a job interview yesterday.
Yes,
okay, and you turned to a blank page.
Mm-hmm.
So you're open to any opportunities per se for any type of job.
Right, I'm not real sure exactly what kind of job I'm looking for.
Okay, so that shows why that was a blank page, because you're open to any type given opportunity in your lifetime right now.
Right.
Okay. Now you want to give another color in the notebook?
How about pink?
Pink?
Pretty pink.
Okay. And that goes without, that the first word says without committing. So you want to give a number?
Four.
Four? 1, 2, 3, 4 is way through life becoming the butterfly. Okay, and a butterfly represents rejuvenation. It represents rebirth. It represents what we were talking about even before the radio show, birth of new beginnings. And, you know, you can't touch a butterfly before it's finished birthing, because of the wet wings, because it has many feathers inside of a feather, inside of a feather, inside of a feather. So, you know, you're into rebirth and new beginnings. And it says also there that it's, you've been in hibernation. So have you been in hibernation per se? You know, like changings of different changes, or, you know, like going within yourself and thinking things over and changing?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Trying to find a new job at my age.
Okay, so
it's a new beginning.
Okay, so you can read along with me in this journal. It's like a shedding of skin, you know, like cleansing of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a new self. Okay, then rawness of the new skin, sensitive to new feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new relationship. Okay, and the caterpillar cocoon perspective, lower growth an inch. Do you have a lower back problem or?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
We discussed that the other day, actually.
Okay, and it says it right here in the journal.
Mm-hmm.
And destination, not know where the landing will be.
Right.
Okay, so you're reading along with me in the journal. And it says, rocks, oldest in the universe, so therefore you planted your seed into the rocks of the different trees, okay, types of water, which goes back to the shedding of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So your rejuvenation, your re-cleansing, your re-purifying, and so you're going into new beginnings of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty good. So you're
out. Nailed it.
Yeah. You picked a good number and a good color. Okay, and serenity to accept the things that you can't change in order to conquer the courage of fear that said your prayers. Okay, Seth, you want to try to get Margo back on the line so that she can complete with some readings? Okay, well, spirit of water outside of forces inside of me, good or bad. Okay, now, the phone numbers to call in are 877-876-5227 is the USA and Canada. And the USA and Canada numbers are, 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-5227. 3222. Okay, Laura, there is some ways to do some meditative states of mind that I don't ever let my kids or my family ever go there, except for Ashley's done this one time. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but I call it it's kind of like a trance and to meditate and just to calm down. And it's like we go out into just serenity, and we feel like we're just floating and just feeling at ease and calm and peace. And then when you come back, we give descriptive adjectives of how we feel when we've gone out there. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Okay. If you close your eyes and just feel the peace and serenity and take deep breaths in from the abdomen and blow it out. In from the nose. Out from the mouth. Feel yourself floating up and up. Up. You feel like you're like an astronaut just floating. You feel yourself just leaving and evolving around. You ask yourself if you're inside your body or outside your body, just looking around. And as you're floating, you see the stars, or you see daylight, you see the clouds, or you see the universe. You see the sun or the moon. You see the sky. You see inside your body, or you see outside your body. And you give me descriptive adjectives of what you feel.
Honestly, a little nervous.
Okay, that's fine. And when you're feeling nervous, what kind of feelings do you get with that?
Just being outside the norm.
Outside the norm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you in your body or outside?
In.
In, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And bring yourself back down. And just relax. And look around while you're floating. And feel yourself just really, really calm. And enjoy the stars or the clouds. And feel the comfort of all the beauty of just like laying on a beach. Or you can just be in the grass. Or you can be hovering over the trees. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now how do you feel?
Much more at peace.
Okay.
There are brighter colors.
Brighter colors.
Mm-hmm.
And what colors do you see?
Yellow and green. A lot of white. Very light colors.
And how does those colors make you feel?
More of a easy floating. As far as when I was too high, everything was really dark.
Sort of like you were out of control of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so now you can feel your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can take 3 deep breaths and blow them out. And 3. Okay. Now, when you open your eyes, you see, now we're going to go into a white room. In the white room, it can be any kind of white room you want it to be. Okay? Can you hold this a second? Okay, and in the white room, it can have a canopy bed. It can have any furniture you want. It can have a room. It can have gosh, you can have a window looking out over the beach. It can be anything you want it to be. But it's a white room. You can paint it. But close your eyes and concentrate and think of that gorgeous white room.
Okay.
It can have any kind of floor. And I know you love the decorations.
I know. All right.
Okay. So give me feelings and descriptive adjectives of that white room.
It's very peaceful, very clean. I'm still seeing white walls with huge windows. A lot of white window panes with flowing curtains, all white. And then I see more of what looks like a daybed in dark woods. Very comfortable. And a lot of plants surrounding.
What's outside the window?
Really, all I see is sunlight and blue sky with clouds. I'm not really seeing anything as far as land.
Okay, and how does that room make you feel and all that that's in it?
Very relaxed.
Okay. And relaxing causes you to feel?
Makes me feel without anxiety. Comfortable around my surroundings. Just that peace.
say, I want you to absorb that feeling for just a few seconds and take 3 deep breaths. And follow the light. And I want you to focus on a color, any color, and I want you to absorb the color, or I want you to be looking at the color, or I want you to be wearing the color, or just touching a piece of the fabric of the color. But just think of a color.
I see a very pale light blue.
Okay. And with that light blue, are you wearing it, looking at it, seeing it?
I'm just
absorbing it, seeing it?
Yeah.
Are you looking up, down, around, or what?
Around.
Around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with the light blue, how is that giving you feelings of? Now take 3 deep breaths and just like you're breathing the blue, the light blue.
Very like a transparent, like misty light blue. So it's almost like a cool, comforting, but at the same time, like private. You can't see through it.
And that gives you a feeling of what? What are you feeling with that?
Safe.
Safe?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the safety causes you to feel what? Self-haven or within yourself or?
It's more, yeah, within myself. But it's the feeling where I can see out if I try hard enough, but it's enough where they can't see in. It's almost like I'm on a cloud.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take 3 deep breaths and go into any type of animal or any type of it could be even a mermaid, it could be an insect, it could be any kind of animal or creature, great or small, but just feel that animal and feel its emotions and feelings. And it can be more than one, actually, if you have more than one in mind, because I feel that you have 2 in mind. And, like, it could be a dolphin, it could be...
It was a dolphin.
Yeah. That's what I was picking up on.
It was a dolphin.
Yeah. Okay. So that dolphin,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was more of a, it was like a couple of dolphins together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was picking up on. I don't know whether it was 2 different types of dolphins or it was more than one, but they were pulling back and going, and so with those dolphins, what do you feel with them as they're together?
Very fun, free-spirited, the happy feeling.
And, how many are there?
2.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, as you see the dolphins, now think of water. It can be any type of water. It can be a waterfall. It can be the ocean. It can be a drop of water. It can be a creek bed. It can be a swimming pool. It can be a glass of water. It can be a shower. It can be a bathtub. It could be any kind of water you choose. You can be in it. You can be drinking it. You can be absorbing it. You can be the water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's water.
I see myself in, I guess it's the ocean, the shallow part of the ocean where you can still see your feet. I actually see myself laying in a chair in it,
okay.
The shallow end.
And how does that cause you to feel?
Oh, I'm relaxed.
Okay. Very relaxed. And are you looking out at the ocean or just looking at your feet?
Both. Mm-hmm. Looking at the color change.
And that gives you feelings of relaxation and pondering, or?
Yeah, just kind of like a daydreamy type feeling. Like a loss, but a good loss feeling. No worries.
Okay, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Can you wake up now? And we're going to, I want you to take three deep breaths and snap your own fingers. Now, how do you feel since we started into now?
Light.
Very light.
Very light.
It's a different feeling, almost like a almost like this whole room looks different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like you went on a vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pretty neat exercise,
that
isn't
is
it? That's a meditation.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, see, I just started, I wrote it all down. Okay, now you can take the notes.
Okay.
You started with nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the norm.
Right. Being too high.
Yeah, but you were nervous and outside of the norm. You had a lot on your mind when you got here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a lot on your mind because you have gone in between jobs and you went on a job interview. And, you went out into the universe, okay, that's what you did first, and so when you went out into the universe,
not like that.
You didn't like that because it was outside the norm, but we had to go out into the universe in order to get outside of your body, outside of yourself, outside of this world and this surroundings, outside of the this part of the I am, the everyday chaos, the everyday situation, the brain per se, and get inside of our hearts, and get inside of ourselves. That's why we breathe the deep breaths and cleansing breaths, and that's why I click my finger to put you kind of like bring you back to where you're going into another area of yourself, but you go inside yourself more into that color or that room or that whatever, because you could be a piece of furniture, or you could be, you know, you could be like, I could tell you to be a piece of furniture. What piece of furniture would you choose, or something like that? I mean, there's so many different ways to do this. It's uncanny. But you chose going out there. You were nervous because you didn't know what was about to happen, and you felt outside of the norm because you've always been a working girl. You've always carried your own. You've always known what was going to happen before putting one foot in front of the other. This is like a whole new walk and talk to yourself. You've always carried your own. You've got plenty of money to live on, however, though, right now. You're doing fine. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to fail. You've got places to go, places to stay. You've got a great apartment. You're a good decorator. You've got things that you can do, and you always land on your feet. See, your landing was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You were in your body. You stayed in your body. You did not detach,
mm-hmm.
which is good because you stayed inside yourself, which you went within yourself instead of detaching from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your landing was good. You went at peace with yourself. You saw the brighter side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the colors. And what was so great is you saw the yellow of the sunshine and you saw the green of the earth,
mm-hmm.
when you came to your landing. Then you saw the white, which you were going into the white room, but you saw the white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And then you saw the light colors. You didn't see the dull, you didn't see the primary colors, but you saw the light of the colors. You saw inside the prism, per se.
Right.
You were easily floating in. You didn't have a hard landing. You didn't have a start landing. You didn't have an emergency. You came into yourself very calm and easy once you realized that you were in control of everything. You never left control. And so you felt though that you were too high when you were nervous.
Mm-hmm.
See that? You were too high.
Yeah.
And you were in the dark.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what we were doing was going into a birth of a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And letting go to show you that you can meditate outside yourself, but you birthed into a new beginning when we did this just now. Excuse me. And you said that you were out of control of yourself when you did that. Well, when we birth ourselves into an awakening, which is what we pretty much did, is you birth yourself, when you're being birthed, you're going like down through a canal, and you don't know what's going to happen. You're not in control anymore. You're going down through there, and you're taking that breath. That's the deep breath when you're breathing. And, you know, I say on the air all the time, we're coming into this world to reproduce and to breathe. That's all we're given, and God's soul. And so then you went into the white room, which is peaceful and clean. That represents your spiritualism. Your spiritualism of how you feel about God and things of the spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're very at peace with your spirit. You're very clean cut and dry, pretty much, per se, with your spiritualism. You know where and how you were raised to where you are today with things. You're open-minded with it, but yet you're on your road and you're on your path with your spiritualism.
Took a long time to get there.
Well, yeah, and you're there. I mean, you've got your white walls, you've got your huge white windows, you've got your huge panes that you can see out of, but you don't go anywhere with them. You don't see anything outside those window panes. You stay in your white room, you stay in your spiritualism, you stay inside, and you stay inside your curtains. You've got curtains that can draw, you know, that flow freely there, but it's all white. You stay inside the white. And you've got a day bed there, not a night bed, but it's got the dark wood there, you know, and wood represents the trees, which is the earth, you know, you're the Mother Earth, and you definitely are very spiritual with the earth atmospheres, but you are very spiritual with the Lord and the heavens and the earth. And you're very content with that, with the plants and you're very, very, very thankful for it. What you have to eat, what you have to live with on the planet, and you're very, very protective of and gracious of the creatures, great and small, that we're here with. And you also are very, very funny about people littering and stuff like that, to where you are like protective of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You are, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I couldn't even kill a spider.
Oh, man.
No matter how much I ate them.
Oh, goodness. Okay, and you felt relaxed without anxiety, and you're very comfortable with who you are with your spiritual life and self and your surroundings, and very at peace with that.
Right.
Okay, and your color was a pale blue. Now, blue is the pale blue and the light blue. There's two different things in a blue. The blue is the coldest color that we can be. Like, when you're cold, the lightest, lightest, lightest blue is, I mean, you're the pale blue, so that is the medium blue.
Mm-hmm.
But the lightest blue, to where you can't, I mean, it's like that cobalt blue.
Mm-hmm.
That's when your lips turn blue. That's when it's like ice. And then there's that hot, deep, deep blue. That's the hottest blue than a light of a candle. That's the deepest blue. But you're the transparent light blue, which is the shade of blue that is even and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the lightest part.
Yeah, I didn't feel cold at all.
Okay. And so that color represents who you see as yourself. Colors represent who you see in yourself. And so you were feeling the lightest blue and transparent blue. Now, what's odd about that is you felt very private,
mm-hmm.
which you are a private person. And you felt comfortable inside of your own skin. And you can't see through it. Nobody can see through it. You won't allow many people to know who you are.
Right.
You have to trust the person implicitly. You don't trust many people at all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't allow many people inside of you. And you, when a person becomes your friend, then they're a friend for life. They're a friend to the death, and you will fight for them to get go, and you will let them know what's on your mind really strongly. That's my daughter, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And see, I don't really know you that well, but well, this is really true. This is what you know, just from the few words that you said color, pale, light blue, around the blue, feelings of light blue, transparent light blue, comforting, private, can't see through it, safe, within self, see out it, try hard enough, can't see in cloud. And from what I got from that was that, you can try hard enough. People can try hard. They can see hard enough, but you're not going to let them in there. No matter how hard they try, you're not going to let them in there. But you're going to do whatever you're told in a job. You're going to do whatever in a crowd. You're going to do whatever with the crowd, but you're not going to let the person know. You're going to almost come across as a biatch.
Yeah, I do come across as one.
But it's not that you are one. You're just not letting them in to know who you are. Because you only love, give out your love only just so much, because you're not going to just give yourself away freely.
Right.
Because you value yourself just the way you're supposed to value yourself as a person.
Right.
And it's very protective, and it's shielded. And it's shielded in the light, which we go back here to the white room, you're shielded in the light of the lightest clouds of the sun, which is God, and you're very relaxed with that. You know who you are. You're relaxed with who you are. You have no anxiety about who you are. You're very peaceful with that in your white room. But you will not go outside of the norm. You will not go outside of the norm of who you are, and you will not let anybody control you. And that's why you didn't want to go outside your body. That's why you didn't want to go outside into the universe, and that's why you did not want to go out and do the trance and part, but yet you did trust me enough to do this exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then when I saw the dolphins, you were seeing the dolphins at the same time. Okay, and so dolphins represent what any animal that you choose represents what others see in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the friendship. That's what people see in you as the animal. Okay, and so the animal is dolphin, and they see you as many different languages, many different things, many different feelings. They cannot quite. A dolphin is the first animal that understands himself in a mirror. Okay, the hammerhead dolphin does. A human being doesn't represent and understand themselves until age 2. But a dolphin represents himself and understands himself right off. As soon as they're born, they know that, hey, I'm a dolphin. And there's a language that helps ships in the sea that are lost. Or they can talk and communicate. They have more of a verbalization and a communication skills than any mammal on the face of this earth. So your friends see you as a more of a communication to keep things at peace. You're a peacemaker. You have more of friends probably than anybody else has that in your group. You have little groups all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You drop your hat all over the place. You have all different types of friends, guy friends and girlfriends, and all just different types of little groups here and there along the way. Is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, you have two very best friends. You said two dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
You have two, like two sets that are very special to you,
mm-hmm.
that talk, communicate, and freely. Say it again. You need to get spitty, do the goop, vertigo, radigash?
You need to get good eyes.
Oh,
but slowly.
Whitty, had again, had again, Whitty again, undergirl.
Very slowly.
I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. And they see you as very happy, free-spirited, and fun, and very fun and free-feeling. Okay, and water represents cleansing of oneself, as we said, but it also represents relationships. Now, yes.
The real good part.
And always remember, water is what we do when we take a shower and we wash our skin, or when we go to the bathroom, or when we play, or, but you think of water as relationship, as baptism, or, gosh, water is just what we have to survive. It's in our body. Most of our body is made up of water. So it's relationships. Now, what's odd about yours is that you were always able to see your feet. Now, what did I say to you? Remember when I told you that I only read you one time, and I said the only thing in your reading, I only said one thing in your reading. I said, you have your feet in a pond, but you can only, and I said, you can see your feet in the pond. And that was when I first met you, and I said, and I'll read you one day later.
Mm-hmm. I still remember that.
It was Thanksgiving Day last year. And then here we are doing the reading finally.
Mm-hmm.
And that is odd. It says your feet are in the shallow part of the water.
Still in the shallow part.
And that's all I said in that reading that day at Thanksgiving with my kids. So here we are. There's your affirmation. And there's your affirmation for that. And then seeing yourself in the chair in the shallow end,
mm-hmm.
but you were looking at your feet, so you're grounded, but you were looking out at the sky, so you can go there too,
mm-hmm.
and daydream. So that's a good thing. You wishes and wants are games you dream, and all are things your mind sees. If you let good dreams and pleasures last, then all are the pleasures things of your present past. And they'll always come true, and they'll always be there for you. Okay. And so the color was changing and relaxing out. And see, you said out and both. You were relaxed. You were out there. You can daydream, but you can come back and ground your feet. So you're very well-rounded. You're very evolved, and you're very guarded, but yet you let enough people in to know, so you're very there.
Full circle.
Yes, and you wear a full circle diamond around your neck. So that is very great.
Good.
Okay, we've got about 13 minutes. If you got any questions?
I don't know if I have any questions.
Yes, you do.
It's not really questions, just things that I've been going through lately, and just had a job for 5 years, and because the economy was let go, so now I'm having to figure out what it is that I am, and basically I'm taking this as taking change if need be. I'm ready to change, but I don't know if I have the skills to do so. I'm trying to figure out what I'm right to do, basically, what I'm doing now. So,
your light blue, your yellow and green, so you're a chameleon. You adapt and change to everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. That's mm-hmm. how I feel. I pretty much adapt to any situation. To adapt to any place. I'm a fast learner. So I don't think I'm going to have a problem. That's why I haven't been worrying about it.
No, you're not going to have a problem with anything. What was the type job that you went to interview for?
Basically like financial administrative.
And you do well with that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
just a quick learner on the computer and very organized. Do one thing at a time.
And also,
I'm a very paced person.
Yes, you are. That's what I don't know. That's just what Ashley told me.
Yeah.
I'm just now getting to know you. You were the last bridesmaid and in the row.
Yes,
and kissed me on the cheek.
Yes, I did. I love my mama. We're family.
Yeah. But I'm just now getting to know you. That's so odd.
Mm-hmm.
You helped me move and everything. But I tell you what, I don't see any problem at all with anything that you do. I just know that whatever or whoever and whenever you go on an interview, that make sure that you interview them as well, because they're daggone lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Sophie.
Yes. And one question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
If you could be any type of anything, choose something, I mean anything, like a house, piece of furniture, a piece of wood, a rock, an object.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you choose?
Oh, my gosh.
I know this is as big as a pocketbook, a piece of clothing. What would you choose?
Oversized,
even a
comfy chair.
Okay. What color?
Off-white.
And where would it be? Would it be outside, inside?
Inside.
Inside?
Mm-hmm. Inside, near a window with a view.
Would it have an animal in it, or would it have just you in it, or would it have you and your boyfriend in it? What would it have in it?
Just me. I just see pillows.
What color?
Probably earthy colors, brown. Different shades of brown.
Same shape or just one?
Just square.
Okay. And is the chair square or is it round or
square?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one prescriptive adjective, just one feel.
I keep using it, comfortable. Just cozy.
Okay. Now.
Sounds kind of bland, doesn't
it? No, it doesn't. The thing is that the squares are around you. So you're thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
You have a square chair and you have a square pillow. You're sitting on the square and you're sitting around the square pillow. So you're thinking outside the box, which is good. You're very comfortable and content and cozy because you're comfortable in your skin. You're thinking in the off-white, which is the light, which is white, off-white, white, off-white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your earthy brown shade, which is you're grounded in the earth. So you are very in the now and in the, there's nothing wrong with you psychologically, mentally.
I don't know about that now.
But, you know, what all I want to just say is that everything is going to be just fine with you. You know, wherever you put your plant your feet, you're going to go there. If you say, I'm going to get this job and this is the job I want, that's the job you're going to get, Laura.
Just finding that perfect job.
It's just not even finding it. It's just saying, this is what I want. And stating it, and that's the job you're going to get. If it's the job in Huntersville, or if it's the job here, if it's the job there, you're pretty much in control by speaking it.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've read from you tonight for this past hour.
It's been an hour already.
Yeah, and just about, in about 5 minutes.
It's very insightful. I could tell a change from who I used to be, so this is very good to know about myself.
In the past hour, you feel different?
Yeah, I do. I'm more encouraged.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your eyes and everything.
LA.
Yeah. You're brighter.
I've been told that lately as well.
Mm-hmm.
People who know me the most, who know me the best, can tell by my eyes.
Yeah.
So.
Your hair dries nicely.
Thank you. Nice and wavy.
It's all bouncy. Gosh.
Yeah, I've come, I've basically got everything right. I've come full circle in the past about 5-10 years. So I'm very at peace with things now.
Okay, usually I just have a guest on the show, or usually I just do some teachings of what I've written, or, you know, I don't usually get to just have a session like I have in my house, you know, with people that I have sessions with, you know, consultations. So it was really great that you just stopped by for dinner.
I know.
At the precise moment to have my radio show, because I don't even think you know I was going to have a radio show.
No, I didn't. Well, that's why I texted earlier, yeah. I knew later on today.
Oh, did you
left a message? That's why I texted instead of called you.
Wow. I hate that Margo the Bone Reader is so far away that out in the boonies she's doing radio shows, and she's also traveling doing some shows, so she didn't get to join us because of technical difficulties on the air. And thank you for the one caller that we had call in. And Seth, thank you so much. We're going to end the show now. So it's 9:55, and if you'd put some music on, Seth, that would be great, because we have ended this reading, and it has just been fabulous. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook and Miss Laura in my new home. And always remember to listen with your heart and not your mind. Your mind is man-made of people, places, and things along the way. And your heart is the purest garden. Thank you, and God bless you all forever and a day more. Bye-bye.